IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints you are listening to. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, Sayyid Murtaza and Sayyid Mohsen. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum and Sayyid
Mohsen. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. So for today's discussion, we want to talk about the recent events which took place in Afghanistan. You know, 2-3 bomb attacks happened in the Friday prayers in the mosques, and the Shia minorities have been attacked, which resulted in the death of a large number of the faithful worshippers, you know, and it really saddens all the Muslims and the Shiite communities in the world. You know, what's happening is that now the world expects Taliban, who is in power, in order to prevent the recurrence of such tragedies in Afghanistan and to punish the perpetrators of these, you know, attacks. But the case is that the Taliban itself used to do such actions before against the Shias. And now the question is how the Taliban and the Daesh, the ISIS, can bear each other in Afghanistan. Because now the Daesh claims the responsibility for the bomb attacks, and the Taliban is in power. Sayyid Murtaza, how they can manage this? And how do you think that Taliban can really change its behaviors against ISIS or Daesh?
Well, you know, Taliban's presence in Afghanistan since 2001, after the 9/11 attack on Twin Towers in America, they have carried out, they have planned, they have even recruited some of these suicide bombers. And they carried out the same attacks over the past 25 years. And now ISIS-K claims such a brutal act, and they claim that they were responsible for these killings. Wantedly or unwantedly, Taliban is in power, and the international community expects Taliban to provide protection for and to all minority groups.
Right.
So they cannot, Taliban cannot say that they are weak. They have just been in power for a very short time. They need time. They need support from the international community. Unfortunately, Taliban know very well that these suicide bombers have been trained, financed, and supported for a specific, killing operations across the country. So Taliban must come to understand that if they want to have a sustainable governance ruled by themselves, they must show their respect to the international community, human rights, the rights of minorities. Otherwise, they will face the same problem as they faced after the 9/11 attack in the year 2021.
Yes.
So Taliban must do whatever they can to provide protection by all means.
Yes.
Providing security and protection for minorities, it must be their first top priorities.
So what about the similarities of ideologies between ISIS and Taliban?
So we cannot ignore that the Taliban and ISIS-K and ISIS in general have the same roots.
Mm-hmm.
Both are somehow called Takfiri groups.
Yes.
And they are going to enjoy their similarities. Unfortunately, I'm very sorry to say this, that Taliban and Daesh have been considered the same by the Afghan nation.
Oh.
And on the other hand, we have international communities. Now, neighboring countries to Afghanistan know Taliban as a terrorist group, and ISIS-K for sure is the same as
yes.
Taliban. So there is no big... I cannot actually draw a differentiation line between Taliban and ISIS-K ideologies.
Okay.
They have the same kind of ideologies, probably their means, their targets, and the way they treat other minorities might be different from time to time.
That's all right. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen, what about you? Islamically speaking, from the point of religious point of view, and the jurisprudential point of view, are ISIS and Taliban the same?
Well, obviously, their action shows that they're following the same ideology. And the things that we have seen through the history that were done by the Taliban towards the Afghan nation, yes. I don't want to really use the word minorities because, you know, when we talk about a country, for example, if a person, whether it's a black, white, Asian or anything, if he has the nationality of that country, he's the part of that country.
Yes.
So the main thing which we are missing here and which Taliban and other groups are missing in Afghanistan is to see Afghanistan as a country and the people who are living there as their own part. You know, this is a big thing which they're missing. If Taliban thinks every single Afghanistani to be like the person who's living there as an Afghan national,
yes.
then obviously they will not do such things.
That's
but
right.
Unfortunately, history has shown us that when the Taliban wasn't in power, they were doing the same actions
mm-hmm.
against the Afghan nation. So I don't want to use the minorities or
yes.
the names of the groups. Rather, I will use the word that the Afghan nation.
Yes.
So they did the same thing against the Afghan nation. Now when the Taliban is in power and Daesh has nowhere to go, and obviously the Americans through Turkey, even, you know, on the 14th of October, it was the statement by Putin that Putin has said that the America has basically brought many Daesh groups into Afghanistan through Turkey. So it's according to their own, you know, sources,
yes.
which they have, the Russian sources. So they claimed that the Daesh groups have existence in the Afghanistan. So now when Taliban is in power, and if Daesh is doing such an activities in order to get the power from Taliban, obviously they are trained to take power of a country. Obviously, when they were have their existence in the Syria and in the Iraq, it was to take power.
Yes.
Now, when they're in Afghanistan, they will obviously strike for the same aim,
yes. okay.
for the same goal that they have.
That's right.
Now, jurisprudence, if you like, juristically, if we talk, there we can say like beliefs are the same. There is no change in them. The only change is that Taliban is now in power and it has responsibilities. It is answerable to the world because it wants the obviously the ruling or rulership of Afghanistan. It is aiming to aiming to rule over Afghanistan. So unfortunately, he has to back up from some of its beliefs that they have. The way in Saudi Arabia, obviously, they are the Shias, but
yes.
they're in a hidden
yes.
situation. But Afghanistan's situation is changed.
Yes.
Now, ideologically, they both are the same. Daesh is a bit extreme, we can say, if we want to, differentiate between both
yes.
of them. Is the new version who were well-trained, who were trained by Americans and were imposed on Syria and, obviously, Iraq. And the Europe countries also, obviously, they backed this ISIS group. So we don't see any differentiation between them, as brother
yes.
has said, like
although
the Afghan
claim,
nation. Yes.
Unless they claim
the
that
only
we are
thing
different,
is,
okay?
Yeah, the only thing is they're two different groups.
Yes.
You know, within Daesh, we have seen in Syria and Iraq as well that those, within Daesh groups, there were different groups who wanted to rule and they have their own caliphs.
Yes.
You know, and then they had fight amongst each other
mm-hmm.
and they wanted obviously have control over other groups. The same thing is happening here now. But what I think is, I think Daesh is more in power than Taliban in Afghanistan because the way they are trained, the Taliban is not trained that way.
Really? Is it so, Said Mirza?
Because,
you know,
they fought in Syria, they fought
okay.
in Iraq. They were having, you know, the new weapons were given to them.
Yes.
Logistically, the training that they had, the weapons they had, the use of weapons, the ideologies which were given to
yes.
them. Because Afghan Taliban has existence only in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in other countries and then they were coming back to Afghanistan, that was another case. Whereas Daesh was in Iraq, it was in Syria, now it's in Afghanistan, they have their own existence in Pakistan and other countries
okay.
as well. So they have more experience.
Say Mirza, this is really a good question because Daesh has not been successful in Syria and in Iraq. and they have been evacuated because of the position of Islamic Republic of Iran and its allies over there in the region. Now, I think the Taliban governance might be a good chance for Daesh in order to find its presence again in the region in Afghanistan. Is it so?
Well, you know, Daesh, especially ISIS-K and Taliban, have no big difference. The only difference is the approach they choose to treat their targets. So I might disagree with some statements my brother made here.
Okay.
Many Taliban fighters, I can call them some Afghan nations, have been taken from Afghanistan through Saudi Arabia, and they have been sent to Yemen now, and some of the Afghans are still fighting in Yemen. So many Taliban soldiers have been trained outside Afghanistan, like ISIS-K. So Taliban and ISIS have some military similarities. They have been outside Afghanistan for many years. We know that Pakistan provided a very strong and good training camps for Taliban over the past 25 years. And Taliban, you know, have fought a very long war in Afghanistan. ISIS doesn't have such a experience. Yes. in war. The biggest war that ISIS were directly involved was the war in Syria and Iraq. And we know that the Islamic actually coalition, including some countries around Syria, helped Syria to take out ISIS from Syria. And we know for sure that Taliban have been satisfied from their training camps, military assistance and financial assistance that was provided over the past 25 years by some countries.
That's
right. I think Taliban is not very much different from ISIS. And ISIS-K soldiers in Afghanistan are not going to be very much as strong as the Taliban forces are. As my brother mentioned, Taliban fighters or soldiers are the Afghan nationals. They know very well the ground, and they are fully familiar with the geographical situations.
Yes.
Of the sites of.
Yes.
The country.
Yes.
But ISIS soldiers doesn't have such experience and knowledge.
Yes,
so
right.
ISIS K soldiers are going to suffer lack of such a knowledge that the Taliban forces have.
That's
so
right.
ISIS is not going to be as much active as Taliban forces were in the past. So I think let's see what happens, because now Taliban, as a terrorist group that was fighting.
Yes.
The ex-government, is in charge.
That's
and
right.
Now ISIS is going to face the Taliban as the ruling power in the country. So I think this is a political game.
Yes.
To me, it's more of a political game, and I think in future, future will tell us more about their presence.
Just one thing to add.
Okay.
Obviously, there is something missing in the statement.
Yes.
And the thing which we are missing is that when we're talking about ISIS, it does not mean that there are surely some foreigners coming into there. Obviously, when we're talking about Afghanistan, there are the Afghans part of ISIS who will be leading the ISIS in Afghanistan. Obviously, there are the Afghan nations who were the part of ISIS who went for, you know, war in Syria and Iraq.
Is it clear who are, for example,
on these
suicide
grounds,
bombers?
On these grounds, okay. They're equal. I don't see a change in between them. Like,
okay.
They are. On top of that, obviously, ISIS is, we know that, backed by Americans.
Okay.
There's nothing hidden in it.
Okay.
You know, the logistical help, the maps, and the, you know, the intelligence help, which Daesh or the ISIS wants, America will definitely provide them all these things. So that's true. Like, I accept that the future will decide.
Okay.
What happened. But obviously, according to what we can see, like in the news and what's happening.
Yes.
That was an analysis which was provided.
Okay. So the case is that really, as Brother Murtaza said, you know, the final victim of this crisis in Afghanistan are the Afghans, you know.
Yes.
20-year presence of a foreign power like U.S. had no fruits for them. You know, even the actors, actresses, and the singers that were affiliated with the U.S. ran away from the country in the last days, okay?
You know,
And from the other side, we have these, you know, extremist groups who got the power now in Afghanistan. Of course, they say we are changed, but we have to wait and we have to see what's happening in the future. But still, there is no clear situation in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, this Taliban is a kind of fundamentalist extremist Islamic group. Mm-hmm. And they're going to impose their strict Islamic order on the whole Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So because we know they are fundamentalists, they believe on extremism. So they are going to rule the country according to and by their own orders. So I think anyone who is believing in the modern style of living goes against the Taliban's ideologies and principles.
Yes.
So as you mentioned, the singers, musicians, artists, these type of people are leaving the country. Why? Because the ideologies Taliban are going to impose on the whole country is not actually deeply rooted in the Islamic principles
That's
and
right.
religion. So this is a kind of, it's a self-made version of the beliefs or Islamic beliefs that Taliban are following.
But the big question is that are these artistic groups belonging to the very Afghan culture or no? From one side, they belong to the American style of life. From the other side, to the extremist style of... Is there no middle ground between?
Well, let me quote on one of the Taliban's speaker in an interview with an Afghan TV.
Yes.
He said that, "I will pay 30 to 40,000 Afghanis from my own pocket to singers if they don't sing."
Oh.
So what does that mean? It means that they are against all types of entertainment.
That's all right.
Even if they are not against Islamic rules.
That's all right.
So Taliban is a group that is going to impose their own ideologies instead of Islamic ideologies. This is a little bit, different.
That's right.
So their own understanding, their own interpretation of the Islamic ideology's principles is going to be imposed on people as what Islam says.
That's right.
And we know that this is not true.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Murtaza and Sayyid Mohsen, for presence in the program. Viewpoints, it was very kind of you. We tried to discuss the recent crisis taking place in Afghanistan. And is really the Taliban changed? The answer might be we have to wait. The on-the-spot answer is no, okay? But we have to wait and see what's happening in Afghanistan by the Taliban. And dear listeners, thank you much for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Alfi Amanullah.
Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. You can log on to our website at parstoday.com, and you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, goodbye. A symphony of nature.